To anyone who'd witnessed Henry's terrible meltdown or had even heard about it, his words could only mean one thing, that he wanted the interminable, insufferable Becket problem to go away. Not go away as in 6 feet under, perhaps, but then, if that's what it took, so be it. He was, after all, a traitor. And, well, what happens to traitors? The four knights who would kill Becket had no doubt about what Henry had in mind and rushed to Normandy to take a ship to Kent. Dawn the next day, December the 29th, 1170, Becket's last. Reginald Fitzurse, William de Tracy, Robert Lebray and Hugh de Morville arrived in England and set off for Canterbury. At around three, they burst into the Archbishop's palace where they found Thomas with his advisers. When the knights came in, he studiously ignored them. Reginald Fitzurse broke the silence by saying he had an important message from the king, which was that Becket should go to Winchester and give an account of his conduct. Becket said he had no intention of being treated like a criminal. Things rapidly got ugly. Fitzurse ominously declaring that Becket was no longer under the king's peace.